This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and today I'm with Eric Bauer, who's the Vice President of Marketing and Business Development for North America for Audio Codes. Eric, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, you bet, Doug. Happy to be here.
So first of all, Eric, what is Audio Codes?
So Audio Codes is a design builder and seller of communications equipment and software, right? So basically what we do is we make sure that enterprises can connect their voice services, whether that's to the PSTN, whether that's to other voice services. But think of us as basically a lot of the behind the scenes when it comes to making sure enterprise communication networks work.
So just weeks out of Enterprise Connect, our podcast today, we're going to be highlighting a product you guys showcased at the event, your voice AI gateway. And so, Eric, could you tell me a little bit about what this product does?
Yeah, absolutely. And we were super excited to announce it and kind of share with the world the idea with our voice AI gateway. But basically, what it is the voice AI gateway is a broker, right? It's an innovative broker, really facilitates integration and consumption of cloud cognitive voice services that helps bot frameworks that are typically chat-based be voice-based. Now, what does that mean, right? Because there are some pretty big words in there. But so cloud cognitive voice services are things like the ability to have natural language understanding, right? So there's a number of frameworks out there. For example, Amazon has Amazon Lex. Microsoft Azure has Azure Bot Services with speech service capabilities. So really what it is, you know, Audio Codes knows voice, right? And so what we're able to do is have a voice AI gateway that understands, you know, your SIP, your WebRTC, et cetera, and then leverage these different cognitive voice services to bring it together to kind of voice enable what has traditionally been chat-based or text-based.
So let's break this down a little bit. First of all, what do you mean when you say cognitive voice services?
Yep. So probably the best example of a cognitive voice service is cognitive, they say the ability to understand. Right. And so, you know, back in the day, I don't know if you've ever been familiar with like Dragon naturally speaking, where you try to speak in and it tries to understand and translate it to text. Well, we've come a long way since then. Right. And so what's happened is a lot of these voice services have moved up into the cloud. Right. And so one of the more popular ones is Amazon Lex. Right. So Amazon Lex is their cognitive voice service. So essentially what it can do is it can hear words or hear sounds and translate that into text. Right. And so the broker can basically go out there and say, hey, I have this stream of audio. Tell me what it is in text. So Amazon has a solution. Google has a solution. Microsoft has a solution, as well as a number of different startups. So that's kind of what a cognitive voice service is.
And what are chatbots?
Chatbots. So it was interesting. I actually last week I went out to San Francisco and I attended Superbot 2019, which was an event dedicated to the bot space, the chatbot space. But the idea is that, you know, in the contact center, as well as kind of in your day-to-day life, it's the ability for a computer, an AI, to engage, respond, and interact with you primarily based on texting back and forth, right? So there's a lot of these in WhatsApp. I just had a situation with a communications provider. I needed to get new high-speed internet at one of my houses. So I go in there and I do it all online without talking to a human. It was all done through a chatbot, right? And so, but by the nature, it's a chatbot, which means it's text-based. And that doesn't always resonate when you're on the go or when you prefer to use voice, but that's what a chatbot is.
So on the larger scale, who needs this product?
Yep. So it's really a good question, right? Because there's a number of different areas. So large organizations that have a development in chatbots, right? So maybe financial institutions that are trying to handle a lot of incoming inquiries without humans, right, could leverage this. Because if you think about it again, if you look at a chatbot, it's great if you're sitting in front of your laptop or if you're sitting in front of your mobile phone and you can text, right? You can engage with them. But what if you're on the go? What if you're in the car, right? What if you want to just call up and say, hey, you know, I'd like to get this information or that information, and the chatbot can handle it, but it needs to understand voice. And so these organizations that have a big chatbot presence would certainly benefit from this, especially contact centers. That's one of the primary use cases. Also, service providers that are developing this to sell to their end customers, they can leverage this AI gateway, this voice AI gateway, to actually handle a lot of that and become a service for them. SIs. SIs today are looking for ways to increase value add to their end customers. So when they're developing, you know, bot-based intellectual property, they can leverage this and make all these bots voice-based bots instead of just chat-based bots.
So in fact, what I just heard is there might actually be opportunity here for channel companies.
Oh, absolutely. Channel companies that want to be able to develop on behalf of their end customers, offer them, you know, value-added services, go in there and consult with them and say, hey, let's take a look at what your chatbots can do today, and how about adding voice in front of them? So absolutely.
So what does this look like in a network environment?
Yeah, so it's a great question, because what we've done is we've tried to make this really easy. So basically, this is a software enablement on top of our existing session border controllers, right? Because acting as that voice broker, the traffic's coming in, right? Whether it's, again, SIP traffic, whether it's old E1 traffic, or whether it's WebRTC, it can come in through the session border controller. And this is basically just a software application that runs on top of it as that broker of cognitive voice services. So something that's really easy to add simply with a license key.
And do you have to come to Audio Codes to get the license key?
So it's either Audio Codes or through our partners, right? We sell through the partner channel. And so you can certainly reach out to any one of our partners to have the discussion, or come and talk to us, because this is relatively new, to understand kind of what the APIs look like, as it's all API driven, and some of the common scenarios or use cases that we've already deployed, and how that might make sense if you're a channel looking to build out your practice, or you're an end customer looking to say, hey, I want to take the next step and really voice enable my existing chatbots.
Now, when you mention API, that sounds to me like there's customization opportunities.
Yeah, exactly, right? And we wanted to make it API-driven, so that it really gives you flexibility to pick and choose things like which cognitive voice service, right? Or make it easy to change, because what we see is in this hyper-competitive and very fast-growing space, sometimes, you know, cognitive service A is going to be the best, but then maybe tomorrow B is taking the lead. And so we've enabled it such that you can pick and choose, and you're not tied to one provider. So that's why there's so much customization capable, and why it's all API driven. So you can pick and choose how you actually do it.
How was this announcement received at Enterprise Connect?
You know, it's really exciting, right? We have a lot of our SIs coming to say, hey, this is an area that we've really been looking at, and we're starting to really see the tipping point where people are saying, hey, chatbots have a lot of opportunity, but we want to be able to talk to them, right? Because natural language is how people want to communicate, right? It's a little bit awkward to communicate just through a keyboard, right? They want to pick up the phone. They want to have a conversation. And that's really what this enables. It enables that conversational interaction where maybe it was once just text-based. And so we're seeing a lot of pickup. We're seeing a lot of interest in building out these different use cases, really not just here in the U.S., but around the globe. So it's a pretty exciting space to be in for sure.
Has anybody actually deployed this yet?
Yeah, so we have a couple of early deployments. One of my favorite use cases is there was somebody who built an app, right? A very common scenario was over in London, where you could look on your phone, you could say, okay, here's where I'm located. You know, I want to go to this place. When's the next train and where is it, right? Which, that's great. You very, very common use case, that app. But what we did is we helped voice enable it. So instead of having to go in, open up the app, take a look, all you can do, let's say you have a headset on, you call, right? You use your voice and say, hey, I want to know where the next tube station, or when the next tube arrives at this station to get me to that station, right? And it does everything through voice. So it says, okay, you're here. Here's where to go. And here's when the next tube arrives. So it's really changed the dynamic. It's still using the back end of the chatbot, but it's doing it through your voice rather than through text. So it kind of frees up to do it while driving, or to do it while you're otherwise not able to sit there and either look at an app or text in. So that's one of the favorite use cases that we started to deploy.
Gee, that's a fascinating deployment, because it would really, if you think through that, is a possibility of really revolutionizing public transit.
Yep. Well, just making it easier, right? I mean, you know, where I live in Denver right now, I would love RTD to have that ability, because if I'm driving to a train station, I don't know when the next train leaves, and I don't want to be texting while driving. It'd be great if I can just hit a button and actually say, hey, when's the next train? It knows where I'm located, and it can tell me, it can basically speak back to me, hey, here's the station, here's where you get off the highway, and here's your next train. Right. And so it really can change not only public transportation, but just how you interact with these different bot services.
And I'm thinking also that it would allow a public transit system eventually to, you know, rationalize their systems by making people know what maybe their best option is for a train or bus. You know, maybe the way they're getting home or to work might not even be the optimal way at any given moment. There might be multiple ways to do it, but they don't know.
Yep, absolutely. And imagine it being able to tell you rather than show you, right? And that's, I think, the big differentiator is that being able to hear what the best way is when you're on the go or when you can't see something really changes how you can actually engage with these different intelligent systems or these different AI type environments.
And now I'm imagining a revolutionized retail where you're inside a store and you're looking at some sort of product and maybe something comes on and says, you know, maybe I can help you understand this and we can tell you all the different alternatives that exist in the store.
Yep. Yep. It's all that's the beauty of AI and what it can do. And then if you put a voice front end to it, it just really marries it so that you're understanding and hearing things like you normally consume things, but it's all based on intelligence that hasn't been there in the past. So yeah, those combinations and the power that it can really do, it really can. Like I said, it's an exciting space to be in, and it's a space growing really, really fast. So we're really happy to be kind of at the core of that and helping to voice enable some of this futuristic AI type capability.
Well, Eric, as always, thank you for your time today and giving us an interesting look at the AudioCodes Voice AI Gateway. Where can we learn more?
Yep, so you can definitely learn more if you go on our website, www.audiocodes.com, and search for Voice AI Gateway. We've got a lot of great information up there, which talks about some of these use cases and talks a little bit about, you know, what the vision of this product really is for the space that we're playing in.
Eric, as always, thank you, and we look forward to future podcasts on AudioCodes.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Doug. It's always a pleasure.